I'm with Steve Ward from Cloud9 Recruitment at True London, and Steve ran a track on the social agency. So, Steve, what is a social agency compared to what we have currently?
A social agency is the kind of recruitment agency that exercises the opportunity to connect with a greater and wider audience by using social tools such as Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, in a manner that builds our connectivity in order that we've got more of a targeted but broader candidate flow that exercises a referral recommendation program, increases our visibility and increases our communications with people that otherwise we wouldn't have the opportunity to do so in a traditional telephone communication format whereby we're talking to answer machines all the time.
And how does that break down in terms of the channels, in terms of candidates coming to you?
The space I recruit specifically in is very much the social media and digital marketing zone. So naturally for me, Twitter is my primary source of candidate and client flow because they're there already. They are bona fide, as an industry, it's bona fide social. So they're all there. For other industries, it might be different, but for me, that's the key zone. I would say I get 70% of my candidate and client flow come from Twitter communications, probably about 20% from LinkedIn, and probably 10% or so from Facebook and others.
Okay. And does a social agency have a whopping great CV database?
Potentially, yes. I mean, it might not just be a CV database, but it's more about a market map. Our awareness of the market and our level of relationship with the market that we operate in is greater than just having a CV database, because what we have is connectivity. And so we have connections, wide levels of connections that are relevant to us, and therefore it's not about their CV, it's more about their existence and who they are and how relevant potentially they might be to the market and the kind of jobs we recruit.
And does that mean that you're spending more time keep looking out across your networks as to what's happening? Are you doing more looking rather than having to do what you might traditionally would have done?
Yeah. Social media, what is often talked about is social media is about how you talk a lot and how you change your communications and how you change the way you shout to people and all that kind of stuff. Whereas actually the best thing you can do in social media is sit and listen for a while and listen to what people are talking about, watch what they're saying, watch who they're communicating with, and build your network based on their connectivity and understand what they're doing and how they're moving. And that's how you find people in the marketplace who potentially are either making important career moves or are thinking about making career moves, because it's a very unguarded kind of territory to Twitter. So therefore people will say what they're thinking, and often what they're thinking is the information that we need to select them for hire, basically, or at least notice them.
And are there any particular new skills that someone in a social agency has that, you know, people in a traditional agency don't have?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a mindset shift in some respects. So it's all of a sudden recruiters would have to veer away from the direct sales mentality and more towards the marketing, PR, connectivity piece, because really that's the traction that social media is there for, from a business angle. It's not a sales tool, it's a marketing tool, and that requires people to be relationship builders as opposed to direct sales hitters. And that's a longer process, but it's a more enjoyable process, but also it definitely requires a different skill set.
Steve Ward, thanks very much.
Thank you.